Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listening on WABC in Hamlin, Pennsylvania, we've got Mike. How can we help?
Well, I'm doing a little roof job, but my call is about the flashing around the chimney. Most old flashing was done sealed with tar or some semblance of tar, and I'm wondering, should I do it with tar or should I use a new, 30-year-old silicone?
Neither, actually. The original flashing that was sort of tarred in place, that's probably on top of metal flashing. Now, the proper way...
Do you think that tar is a repair?
Probably is. The proper way to flash a chimney is with a two-piece flashing system. You have base flashing and counter flashing. And, Mike, the base flashing goes under the roofing shingles and up against the side of the chimney. And then the counter flashing is notched into the mortar joint and then it covers the base flashing. So the two of them work together as sort of a slip joint. So if the roof expands and contracts, if the chimney sways with the wind, it doesn't break the joint. You follow me? And that's what...
I understand, but what do I seal them together with?
Well, once they're actually assembled, you don't have to seal them with anything. They basically layer each other, and the counter flashing protects the base flashing. So the water hits the chimney, and then it runs down to the counter flashing that runs down to the base flashing that runs off the roof. And that's the way a system works. And that is the correct, proper way to flash a chimney that's been done for many, many years. What probably happened in the history of this chimney at some point, flashing got loose, flashing broke, whatever happened. A roofer came in there and tarred over the whole thing.
As a repair.
Yeah, sort of a stopgap measure. But you don't have to do that. If it's flashed correctly, you shouldn't have to tar it. Mike, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.